We've got people on the line. Questions, comments, concerns. You're upset at the price of fuel. You're concerned about world peace. The line's open.
Hey, Vance, this is Chris.
Yes, Chris.
I wanted to mention we've gotten our sleep masks in finally, and we really find them so much nicer and comfortable. Just really enjoying them.
Yeah. And did you experience anything? It seems to be a popular thing. I've talked to one person who, I don't know what the deal was. I can't remember why they didn't like it, but everybody, the masses that I talked to, like yourself and Gene Brock and Gary Marjorie Anthony shared a couple weeks ago, or was that last Saturday? But what did you feel unique or, I mean, can compare and contrast them to our... This one is so much heavier. But,
well, that was one of the things was when I first picked it up, I had somebody else pick it up, and they said, oh, this is way too stiff, and I can't wear one like this. And when I first picked it up, I kind of thought so, too. But I slipped it into the cotton sleep cover that I was using on the old one. And after putting it on, I didn't notice that it was stiff. It conformed real well, but it was also so much lighter, and... I found myself during the night, if it started to slip off, I'd wake up and put it back on.
Okay.
It felt more comfortable.
Okay.
I can't go a whole lot further than that. I just know that it's, I like it.
Okay.
And Karen's over here. She's like, I need to sleep better too. So she's finding that she's sleeping much, much better with it.
And in a world today where so many people are getting the nasal surgeries and all this other stuff going on, when you have the magnetic technology and the PharmFed right there in that area while you're sleeping, it makes so much of a difference. Can I go on record and say, make a medical claim that'll end all snoring? No, I can't, and I won't. However, it's a wonderful, wonderful compliment to the Nature Rest sleep system. And, at the price that Niken's given them to us, it's almost a no-brainer.
I have a buddy that's a FedEx pilot who, of course, flies at night and sleeps during the day when he's on duty. And that's one of the few Niken products that he takes with him because he's just limited on what he can carry. But he says that sleep mask has made a major change for him on his sleep schedule when he's working.
Oh, I would imagine so.
I mean, they've got rooms that are specially prepared for them that are blacked out and everything, but even so, using the sleep mask, that is one thing he has in his flight bag.
Okay. You just gave me an idea to...
It's been route, but actually for when he gets to the hotel.
Yeah, well, I had this conversation with one of our neighbors last night at the football game, and his wife works graveyard for the post office, and I'm just writing myself a note. Brian, here's your perfect early Christmas gift for your wife.
Well, it does have a downside. That's one of the reasons I sometimes get on that early part of the call on Saturday mornings.
Because
instead I pull my sleep mask down over my face instead of letting the sun wake me up and until the 9 o'clock starts.
Oh, what I would give to be able to sleep in till 9 a.m. Oh, my goodness. That would, oh, my God, I would know what to do with myself. All right. Anyone else? Yes, go ahead.
Hi there, Vance. It's Linda from beautiful Lakewood. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Linda.
I thank you for the wonderful guest. I can't remember our lovely guest from Texas. What was her first name?
Amy.
Amy. She was just awesome, and I wanted to add on to what she was saying about she has all this technical background and she knows, and that really spoke to her. But I love what we say here. Oh, I'm sure we say throughout our Niken family. It's a little cute little phrase, high tech, low check.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to remind people, the more technical you get, the less likely it's going to convert into, a check for you the next month. So just keep it simple.
Linda, what's fascinating, I'm looking back over my notes, and, she used the phrase, make the message the key, and then a few minutes later she said that my mission is to keep people healthy. And we don't have to explain to them, and again, I'm just going back to what I saw last night, less than 12 hours ago, that why are those flags being thrown by the umpire, the referee, why are they blue? They should be yellow. Oh, it's Prostate Awareness Month. Hello? It should be Full Body Awareness Day every single day. And, you know, Roger Drummer is constantly reminding us, hey, make a decision every day to do things better than you did the day before. That's what Kaizen is all about. You know, Kaizen, the Japanese concept, the philosophy is all about.
Should I add one more thing with that, Vance?
Yes.
What I'm sharing with people, this is what I tell people. You know, I don't say the high-tech little chick because they won't know what that means. I know that means something to us that are business builders. But I just tell people, is, you know, I use the Internet pretty much every day. I pretty much don't use it on Sunday. But I pretty much use it every day. I don't understand how it works, but I use it every day.
Yep.
I don't understand how it, you know, works. I don't understand how the waterfall goes over the water and we turn on. I just don't want to turn on a light switch. I don't know how to. I'm not an automotive mechanic, but I know how to drive a car. So when you use those simple little illustrations, like, oh, okay, I get it. I don't need to understand every little thing. Like she said, halfway, barely into the presentation that Wita gave, she says, "What do I do next?" The bell went on for her. She didn't have to know every little thing to get the benefit, and that's all we're saying. You don't have to know everything. The smart people have already done everything. We're just sharing another way to live a healthy lifestyle. Oh, by the way, you get paid pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That's a little quiet perk there. And, you know, you let them decide for themselves.
So, Linda, what you're telling me is you can't explain how the combustion engine works?
You know, my dad probably could because he's an engineer. I would do a three-way call with my dad, okay?
So you put the fuel in, you turn the key, you drive it, you do the regular maintenance, and your car seems to function just well. In other words,
it's amazing how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
But you know, that's sometimes like the little kid that asks mom and dad the question, and he says, "Well, that's more answer than I wanted to know." Sometimes we give them a lot more answer than they really wanted to know.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, if there's nothing else, this is your chance. Comment, concern, question?
Vance, this is Dr. Ted.
Good morning, Ted.
Hey, some of your comments that you've been making and Amy said also had to do with the difficulty of making change, especially when you're an older person. Finding it's more difficult to take the risk of making change than when you're older than when you're younger, because you have nothing to. When you're younger, you don't have anything to lose. When you're older, what you have is something that you maybe not like, but it's a big risk to make a difference and do the change. It reminds me of a sign that I saw on the way to skiing not too long ago on Mount Hood. It said, "Chains are required," and then somebody wrote underneath that, "Suffering is optional." But, you know, and as far as blue related to prostate cancer, it probably should have been yellow because it's very close to the urinary tract. And that,
yeah. Well, see, then nobody would have anything to converse about because the flags are traditionally yellow. They're always yellow. Or they're red. The coaches' flags, if they want to, you know, challenge a play in the NFL or in college, it's a red flag they throw. But the umps and the referees, they usually throw the yellow flag. And that would make sense to me because the prostate's related to the whole, you know, excretion system. But what just infuriated me, and this is the discussion my neighbor and I had last night at the game, is that we can be more and more aware about these things, but it doesn't. I mean, we're raising millions, probably billions of dollars on walk for this and run for this and stair climb for this, of which I was a part of a couple years ago. Millions and millions of dollars, and it doesn't seem to be helping. It doesn't seem to be stopping or reversing the statistics that we're dealing with in one of the wealthiest countries on the planet. And I can't help but think that we really, really have the answer, and we need to, as Amy said, we need to, bottom line, you know, we got to change. We got to break those things that keep us in bondage. It's about those others that need freedom. And physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, if they're in bondage, it's our responsibility to, you know, do what it takes.
Huge risk of making a change. Risk is the word, to have the courage to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on other people than yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you can give rather than what you can get. So.
Yeah.
So if you have knowledge in a certain area that you know that will help people, you know, go for it. And it's more about giving than giving is receiving. It's a, you know, it's a very godly thing to do. So.
Yeah, we'll always win in the end. And one of the conversations I had last night with a friend, and I don't like the word prospect, and I had no idea that she'd gone back to work full time. She was working a split shift with another gal who took a different position, and I just let her share. And the more she talked, the more she just said, Vance, I can't keep doing this. And with two active daughters, I can't keep doing this. And I know I'm just bidding time till February, and then my position is going to be abolished. And I went, okay. So I know I've got a target date. So my next conversation when I see her again will be, hey, what are your thoughts on the plan B? And we've had this discussion. It's an ongoing thing. But she came up to me last night, and her words to me was, Vance, I didn't make it on the call. And I said, well, they happen every Thursday at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Okay. So I'll text her, or I'll pop her a quick email or a phone call earlier this week on Monday or Tuesday and say, hey, Christy, again, you've got the link. I'll go ahead and email it to you again so you've got it. And at 4 o'clock, and again, this is 7 p.m. I should have announced this already. 7 p.m. West Coast or 7 p.m. East Coast, either way. So if you're Central or Mountain Time, you can figure out what that times are. But if it's easier for you, 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. West Coast, and at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. East Coast, both time slots, same call, same presentation, or same live WebEx, webcast, sorry. This is the Bojabi event that Reed Nelson and Dennis Estes and, oh my goodness, there's a slew of different people that changes from week to week. But it's a fantastic way, and it's continual. It continually happens. Fantastic way to introduce people to Nikan. And then, you know, take it from there. So, and as a friend, that's what we do. We're not prospecting, we're friendshipping. Right, Ted? That's what you and I do all the time. We friendship. Right?
It's not selling, it's sharing. Where have I heard that before?
All righty. Well, hey, guys, if there's no... Guys and gals, if there's no one else... Yes?
This is Will Johnson. I had one quick question. You said that Larry Proffitt is coming down to Greenville?
Yes.
Well, when was that going to be?
He's going to be there according to the... I'm looking at the training events, and this is underneath the... Nikan University Training. When you look under trainings, you just click on corporate training, and it comes up. Humans Being More in Greenville, South Carolina. It's September 29th and 30th. However, the 28th, Larry Proffitt will be in town as well. So that's Saturday and a Sunday for Humans Being More, and then on the Friday, Larry will be there.
And, oh, great, okay.
Yeah. So,
I,
and hey, I want to... Go ahead.
I met him in the building before the new Nikan building.
Uh-huh.
I met him in the old building right down the street in Irvine. I gave him something, and I'm going to see if he can remember what I gave him.
Well, then that...
Something that started Nikan off.
Hey, and Will, can you do me a favor? You've got my phone number, right?
Yes, I do. I believe so.
Okay. Well, can you just give me a call? I had a question that was spurred off of our conversation last week, but I wanted to talk to you individually about it. And you give me a call at your convenience sometime today or next week. Nothing urgent. Just, you know, give me a buzz.
Okay, are you going to be tied up here in the next few minutes?
Nope.
Okay.
I just, you know, if you can afford me the luxury of using the loo and getting some food in my belly, you know, because if you give me an hour, hour and a half, that would be wonderful.
Oh, okay.
And if you can't afford that luxury, again, it's no hurry. Call me next week or later today.
Is that the 1536?
No. Sorry, I should just give out my phone number. I try and make a habit of that. Area code
503-695-5683.
5683.
Okay.
And again, as a reminder, folks.
Ken?
Yes.
Yes, this is Judy in the Chicago area.
Good morning.
We have
something
more coming up on this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday. And Larry Prophet will be in town on Friday.
Oh, he's coming to Chicago early as well then.
Correct.
Okay.
So
okay.
Anybody who needs a human being more, they can tap on, and everybody needs a human being more, but anyone who's fortunate enough to be able to attend one this weekend coming up, Larry Prophet will be in town on Friday.
Yeah, so this is September 22nd, 23rd, then on the 21st, on the Friday, Larry will be in town as well, as the add-on. Now, Judy, is Larry the facilitator for the HBM for you guys, or?
No, Jim Perry is our facilitator.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So Larry's just doing kind of a teaser the day before.
He's doing a special little deal that will help people even better absorb and use what they learn on the human being more.
Okay. So, all right, wonderful. And Nikan will be sending out emails to everybody that's in that vicinity, that's within driving range. I've been getting them for Yakima, and I get the ones for California even, too. But a lot of times people don't recognize those emails, so that's our responsibility to think, okay, who do I have in that area? Who can I plug into this event? You know, that kind of thing. Driving distance, you know, 3 to 4 hours. That's what I consider driving distance. Now, for somebody that lives in a big city, they may spend 3 to 4 hours in traffic to get there. I mean, hopefully not. But, you know, that's one of those things. One other quick reminder, when I gave out my phone number, it reminded me of this. On a regular basis, we have to tap into our upline. We have to tap into those people who want to help us. And some of us need to reevaluate those people that maybe we didn't use them in the past. Well, if you're a silver and above, and they're above you, and they're qualifying and they're active, then you need to tap into them because you're paying their bills every month. Whatever you generate and whatever your group generates in activity, they're cashing a check on you every single month. And I'm not meaning this in a mean or a derogatory way. I'm just saying tap into them. Put them to work. That's what they want to do to help you. And if you've got personal, you know, personality differences, well, get over them. Okay? We learn that in humans being more. Get over them. Get past them. And say, hey, can I call you for a three-way? Or if we got this, would you mind coming up and helping me? Now, if they're long distance and they can't, well, again, tap into them. That's what they're there for. And you're the only one that loses if you don't. If you're not putting the people above you to work with calling them, with asking them questions, why do I give out my phone number nearly every single Saturday morning? Because most of the people on this call are in our group, and I want to be helping them. I want to serve them. Otherwise, I wouldn't give it up. And I make it a point. You know, sometimes it's not always, you know, a few hours later, but I make it a point as fast as I possibly can to return calls or connect with them, you know, when the phone answers the first time. So.
Ben?
Yes?
One final comment. I just had to say this. Is there a way that Nikan can find it, may come up with a nutritional that can clone people like Amy for us? We can do that. Oh, my gosh, we're all millionaires. She's amazing.
Well, here's the thing, and that was Linda, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. You know, Linda, what I think is so fascinating is There are hundreds and thousands of millions of Amys out there.
Yes.
And in building friendships and building relationships with people, what I've discovered, if we can sit and listen, and I had so many wonderful conversations last night at a football game, there are people out there that are self-starters that want to make a difference in their family and their world around them. We simply have to build a lot of those relationships at the same time. And again, deferring back to something that Dave Stoltz said years ago, that so often we overlook a whole sea of humanity trying to find that one or two or three aces in the deck of cards. And, you know, a king of spades ain't bad, you know, or a ten of hearts. Actually, that's a pretty good card, too. You know, when you're playing poker, when you're playing any games, the higher the number. Now, every once in a while, you're going to come across a two or a three of diamonds. Not a big value to that. However, there's still a person. And this is what we're going to talk about next week. I think it's going to be next week. I'm not sure. I'm still juggling around, you know, people and slots and whatever. But what are those cultural changes that we've allowed ourselves? You know, some of the statistics are just startling. They're just mind-boggling where we've allowed ourselves to go. And the computer was supposed to make life simpler, supposed to make life easier. And I think it's way more complicated we are today than we were before. So,
hey, Vance, you said something just now that I wanted to comment on. You, when you're saying pulling the deck of cards, you may find a two or a three, and it's not real valuable. But you know, the card that you need, that's the card that you're looking for, it can be quite valuable. And likewise, maybe looking for business partners, but sometimes we just need a connector. We just need, somebody needs us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, even those twos and threes, as Karen says, it may be just the person we need. Like some of the folks I met this week, I needed that kind of inspiration, seeing those kinds of results, because I'd gotten kind of frustrated. And even though they ended up signing up, which was great, I just needed to see those kinds of results this week with the products, with helping somebody to kind of keep me going.
Yep, exactly. So, don't toss away all those
lower
cards. Yeah. Because
don't forget the joker, because a little humor is very valuable in making presentations and evaluating things too. So if you
if you can get people to laugh, if you can get them to put a smile on their face, it is so much easier to absorb the information that's coming next.
Sure.
So on that note, folks, I'm going to bid you farewell and have a fantastic weekend. And until we meet again, keep doing what we need to be doing. Check out the announcements. Everything's online. Stay abreast of what's going on. Key into the events, to the information. Take advantage of the promotions. And have a great week, everybody. And if there's anything that I can do, don't hesitate to call, email, text, whatever method works best for you, and here to serve and here to help you out. So have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.